Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I'm Pastor Joseph Rao, sitting in for Minister Elaine Jackson. Today we're just going to be talking a little bit about a title that God had given me, debt cancellation. We're going to be talking about debt cancellation, and we're going to be coming from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7. That's 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Amen. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the Creator is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen or slaves. I just come to let someone know that do not allow the threat of reduced income to cause you to disobey the Lord's direction for your life. Believe that where the Lord leads, he feeds. Where the Lord guides, he provides. Just want you to know that. Hallelujah. You got to know that if he tell you, the God Almighty, if he told you, he's a God that able to bring it to pass. Amen. Verse 2, and Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou now? And she said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of gold. Hallelujah. Let me parallel park right there for just a moment to let somebody on this line know that the miracle you've been believing God for is in the house. Oh, I come to let somebody know today that the thing you've been believing God for, it's in the house. It's in the house. You better believe that, hallelujah, the same house that you've been walking, pacing through all night long, believing God for a miracle, I come to tell you today that your miracle is in the house. I dare you to go through your house and take inventory of what's in your house. You see, somebody on this land don't even know what all God has blessed you with. Hallelujah. To be in your house right now. Somebody got your miracle, good God Almighty, in your house. You're going to find that God's got a miracle. It's been laying dormant in your house. Hallelujah. Just waiting for you to tap into it. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. While you waiting, I mean, you know how, while you waiting for God to work it out. Hallelujah. While you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Amen. I believe that somebody on the line today been crying out to God, God, I need a miracle. God, if you don't move for me now, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I come to give you good gospel news. That the thing, good God Almighty, that you've been believing God for, I want you to know that it's in the house. It's in the house. God is going to cancel somebody's debt today. Do you hear me? I said somebody is getting ready to receive a debt cancellation. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet Elijah went on. In verse 3, he said, Go borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. You see, Elijah was actually prophesying to the widow that she was getting ready to receive a miracle. Hallelujah. You see, if her faith had been where it should have been, she would have told her sons, don't come back with just a few vessels. Obey the prophet. Bring back many vessels. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to bless us mightily. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that if you would just obey the word of the prophet, I come to let you know that there's a miracle. How many of you know that God speaks through his prophets? Hallelujah. The prophet told her to, hallelujah, to go and borrow vessels and to not borrow just a few. You see, that the light should have went on right there when he made that statement, because it meant that go get a whole lot of them, because I can get ready. God is getting ready to bless you. God is getting ready to give you a miracle. How many can receive a miracle from God today? Well, I come to let you know that it begins with obeying the word of the prophet. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. If you would just wrap your head around the words, hallelujah, that God speaks through the prophet, then you can receive everything that you need. Are you with me today? Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Verse 4 went on to say, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon their sons, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Hallelujah. You see, you can't tell everybody about what God is doing in your life, because you got some haters out there. He told them to close the door. You see, somebody's problem is you're telling everybody everything that God is doing in your life. Well, I come to let somebody know, if you're going to receive what God has for you, you're going to have to learn to keep things to yourself, because there's a devil out there. I said there's some haters out there that don't want you to be blessed. Hallelujah. So every time that God, hallelujah, let you know that he's getting ready to give you a miracle, you're going to have to keep it to yourself, because there's a devil out there that don't want you to be blessed by God. Can I get a witness? Somebody has got to make up in their mind that that's not everybody is for you. How many of you know that there's some folk against you? Hallelujah. You got to get into your mind that you don't need, hallelujah, a whole lot of folks in your life. You just need the right people in your life, because there are people out there that are praying against you. Hallelujah. You don't know it, but sometimes you are talking to the enemy. Hallelujah. Telling them what God is going to do. God told me he's going to do this. God showed me that. And they'll walk away from you and start praying against you. But the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. I come to tell you today that it's time for you to hold, good God Almighty. You got to keep those things to yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5 says, so she went from him and shut the door on her and her sons, and they brought the vessels to her and began to pour it out. I can see the widow woman in there pouring out. You see, this thing started out with just a pot of oil. Hallelujah. One little pot of oil. I want you to know that little is much with God in it. Hallelujah. You see, what you got might not seem like a whole lot. Hallelujah. But if you put God in it, somebody need to hear what I'm saying today. If you put God in it, hallelujah, you'll see the thing that you got begin to multiply. See, we serve a God of multiplication. I don't know about you, but I don't just serve a God of addition. Hallelujah, but I serve a God of multiplication. Hallelujah, he came, good God Almighty, to give you double for your trouble. Are you on the line today? Somebody has been walking all night long telling God, God, I need a miracle. I need a blessing from you. Hallelujah. They're going to, Hallelujah. They're going to shut off my light. I need a miracle. How many of you know that the God that we serve, he's a miracle-working God? Oh, my. Somebody need to know that it don't matter what you're going through. We serve a God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Somebody, good God Almighty, I feel my help coming. Somebody need to realize today that if God said it, he can bring it to pass. If he spoke it, you might as well take it to the bank. Good God Almighty, somebody need to know today that your miracle, hallelujah, is on the way. Somebody is getting ready to get their debts canceled. Hallelujah. Cause we serve a debt cancellation, a debt canceling God. Are you here today? Somebody need to start telling the Lord, thank you for paying my rent. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for delivering me. Are you there today? Somebody need to know that God is a God that comes and came. He can do all things but fail. I'm glad to know today that he's a God that will look beyond your faults and see all your needs. Somebody, the thing that you've been believing God for, it's in the house. It's in the house. I dare you to take inventory of the thing that you got in your house. God will take the foolish things of this world to confine, good God Almighty, the wise. Are you with me today? You must first recognize when you are in the presence of a man or woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the widow woman recognized that Elijah was a godly man, was a prophet of God. She had a mind to listen to the prophet. See, that's where some of our problems are at. We, good God Almighty, don't want to listen to the prophet. Hallelujah. I come to let you know that the prophet, hallelujah, of the mouthpiece of God, good God Almighty, have told them, hallelujah. How many of you know that he can bring it to pass? Good God Almighty, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost on the line today. Somebody is getting ready to get their debt canceled in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need a miracle today. Hallelujah. Somebody need a breakthrough today. Good God Almighty, get ready. Get ready. Your miracle draws nigh. Get ready. Your deliverance is at hand. Get ready. The thing you've been believing God for, it's in the house. It's in the house. The debt that you had, as I said you had, are no longer there, because the God that we serve is a God that cancels debt. The God that we serve is a God that heals people's bodies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He's a cancer healing God. He's a diabetes canceling God. He's a high blood pressure healing God. Are you with me today? Are you there today? somebody is getting ready to receive a miracle from God. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because God, if he said it, he is able to bring it to pass. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I believe I'm going to hold on and see what the end's going to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody need to know. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6 went on to say, and it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more in the oil stead. In other words, good God Almighty, the vessels that they brought, hallelujah, good God Almighty, was filled to the brim. There was no more room. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is a God that gives you enough, too much, and double for your trouble. The God that we serve not only answered her prayers, but he gave her more than she could handle. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that God, hallelujah, not only want to bless you, not only want to cancel your debt, but he wants to give you more than you can stand. He want to give you double for your trouble. God is able today. Hallelujah. I'm glad today to know, hallelujah, hallelujah, that if God said it, that settles it. Good God Almighty, you see, be it according to your faith, that it shall be done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, if the widow had told her sons to bring back, don't come back here with just a few vessels. I don't care where you get them from. Hallelujah. Bring back as many as you can. Not just a few. Did you hear the word of the prophet? You see, it comes down to obeying the word of the prophet. Hallelujah. How many of you know that slow obedience becomes disobedience in Jesus' name? Oh, God, I thank you for what you've done, and I thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the widow was at the end of a rope. Hallelujah. Didn't know what she was going to do. And then came along a prophet, good God Almighty, that told her, hallelujah, what do you have in your house? Good God Almighty, somebody has been walking around, good God Almighty, the miracle that God has placed in your house. Somebody has been stepping over, good God Almighty, the thing that God has placed in your house. There is something in your house that's able to give you a miracle in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now. Hallelujah, for the thing that you did for the widow woman, that you're going to do for somebody on this line. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody is getting ready to get the miracle in Jesus' name. Somebody is getting ready to get that debt canceled in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I just began to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for blessing me. thank you, Lord, for looking beyond my faults, seeing all my needs. Thank you, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, where would we be? I said, where would we be? Father, want to tell you thank you, because I know without a doubt that you are God and you're going to work it out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to tell you thank you, hallelujah, for being, hallelujah, who you said you was. I want to tell you thank you for being a God that hears and answers prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as I look to the hills from which cometh my help cometh from the Lord. Oh, my God, he created the heavens and the earth. Lord, I come to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? Where would I be? I want to thank you for delivering me. I want to thank you for blessing me. I want to thank you, hallelujah, for being a God that cancels debt. I want to thank you that somebody, as we speak, is getting a miracle in Jesus' name. Somebody, hallelujah, hallelujah, is telling the Lord thank you. Somebody, good God Almighty, is getting double for their trouble. I want you to know today, hallelujah, if God be God, and I know that he is, hallelujah, you ought to know that when you said it, hallelujah, that it was done, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, by faith, you ought to claim it in Jesus' name. I dare you today to begin to tell the Lord, thank you. I've made up in my mind that I don't have to wait until I sign off on the house. I'm going to praise him in advance for the house that he's blessed me with. I made up in my mind. You don't have to wait until the car drives up in your yard. Start praising him right now. You can praise him right now. You don't have to wait till the fever breaks. You don't have to wait till the bill is paid. You don't have to wait till you get the promotion. You don't have to wait till the doctor says you're healed. You don't have to wait till you God Almighty, you don't have to wait. You can praise him right now. I don't know about you, but I'm going to praise him right now. I'm going to praise him. God Almighty, you don't have to wait. I said, you don't have to wait until you see it. Believe that you can have just what he said you can have, because he's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if he said it, he shall bring it to pass. Oh, God, I thank you right now that somebody that's listening under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, thought that it was all over. Somebody came on the line today saying, Lord, if you don't move for me, don't know what I'm going to do. Somebody came on the line today saying, Lord, I need you to touch my finances. Hallelujah. Somebody came on the line today saying, Lord, I need you to touch my body. Hallelujah. The medicine ain't doing me no good. I God needs you to touch me as only you can in Jesus' name. From the top of my head, good God Almighty, to the soles of my feet, I need a touch. I need a miracle. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I need you to move in a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, you need to learn how to praise him before the fever break. You need to learn how to praise him. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Before the bill is paid, thank him in advance for what he's getting ready to do. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. I thank you, Lord, for blessing me. I thank you, Lord, for delivering me. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Hallelujah. And for what you're getting ready to do. There's somebody. Hallelujah. On the line today, saying, Lord, I thank you. I believe that I received my miracle. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. I believe. I didn't know that I could just speak it. Hallelujah. I didn't know, hallelujah, that I needed to praise you before I got the miracle. Hallelujah. How many of you know that if you would begin to praise him, how many of you know that would accelerate your miracle? Hallelujah. You see, it's easy to praise him. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. When you got the money in your hand, it's easy to praise him. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. When the man is turning your lights back on, it's easy to praise him. When they tell you that you got the job, it's easy to praise him. When the fever breaks, but he's looking for somebody to praise him. Good God Almighty, without seeing a sign at all. Good God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. He's looking for somebody that's willing to tell him thank you in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. In the valley. Oh, it's easy to praise him on the mountaintop. But will you praise him in the valley low? Will you praise him? Hallelujah. When you don't see no evidence of anything changing, can you praise him? Good God Almighty. Whoo, I feel him on this line today. Can you praise him before they tell you, hallelujah, that you're going to make it? Can you praise him in advance for what he's going to do? It's easy to praise him for what he's already done. But can you praise him for what he's going to do? Thank you, Jesus. Today, if you're on this line and you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, hallelujah. How many of you know it's very simple? Today, I ask that you would just say, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Hallelujah. Will you come into my life? Bless me. Take out everything that's not of you, God. I want to serve you for the balance of my days. Hallelujah. If you just said those three words, welcome to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Because one soul has been saved. Hallelujah. We welcome you to the body of Christ. Go to a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Began to serve him. Began to pray to a God that's able to do all things but fail. And you will see, good God Almighty, things are getting ready to change for you. So we thank you today for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. We ask that you would continue to listen to the broadcast. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We ask that you would just tell the Lord, thank you for all that he's done and for what he's getting ready to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for allowing us to be upon the line today. We ask as we leave this line that you would stay with us, that you would go with us in Jesus' name and bring us back without the loss of any. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you.